Robinson Crusoe Written Anew for Children by James Baldwin. Chapter 1. I Wish to Be a Sailor. My name is Robinson Crusoe. I was born in the old city of York, where there is a broad river, with ships coming and going. When I was a little boy, I spent much of my time looking at the river. How pleasant was the quiet stream, flowing, always flowing, toward the far away sea. I liked to watch the ships as they came in with their white sails spread to the wind. I liked to think of the strange lands which they must have visited, and of the many wonderful things they must have passed. I wished to be a sailor. I thought how grand it must be to sail and sail on the wide blue sea, with the sky above and the waves beneath. Nothing could be pleasanter. My father wanted me to learn a trade, but I could not bear the thought of it. I could not bear the thought of working every day in a dusty shop. I did not wish to stay in York all my life. I wanted to see the world. I would be a sailor and nothing else. My mother was very sad when I told her. A sailor's life, she said, was a hard life. There were many storms at sea, and ships were often wrecked. She told me, too, that there were great fishes in the sea, and that they would eat me up if I fell into the water. Then she gave me a cake and kissed me. How much safer it is to be at home, she said. But I would not listen to her. My mind was made up, and a sailor I would be. When I was 18 years old, I left my pleasant home and went to sea. Chapter 2. I Make My First Voyage. I soon found that my mother's words were true. A sailor's life is indeed a hard life. There was no time for play on board of our ship. Even in the fairest weather, there was much work to be done. On the very first night, the wind began to blow. The waves rolled high. The ship was tossed this way and that. Never had I seen such a storm. All night long the wind blew. I was so badly frightened that I did not know what to do. I thought the ship would surely go to the bottom. Then I remembered my pleasant home and the words of my kind mother. If I live to reach dry land, I said to myself, I will give up this thought of being a sailor. I will go home and stay with my father and mother. I will never set foot in another ship. Day came. The storm was worse than before. I felt sure that we were lost. But toward evening, the sky began to clear. The wind died away. The waves went down. The storm was over. The next morning, the sun rose bright and warm upon a smooth sea. It was a beautiful sight. As I stood looking out over the wide water, the first mate came up. He was a kind man and always friendly to me. "Well, Bob," he said, "how do you like it? Were you frightened by that little gale?" "I hope you don't call it a little gale," I said. "Indeed, it was a terrible storm." The mate laughed. "Do you call that a storm?" he asked. "Why, it was nothing at all. You are only a freshwater sailor, Bob. Wait till we have a real storm." And so I soon forgot my fears. Little by little, I gave up all thoughts of going home again. "A sailor's life for me," I said. My first voyage was not a long one. I visited no new lands, for the ship went only to London. But the things which I saw in that great city seemed very wonderful to me. Nothing would satisfy me but to make a good voyage. I wished to see the whole world. Chapter 3. I See Much of the World. It was easy to find a ship to my liking, for all kinds of trading vessels go out from London.